Hey, can you tell the difference between the angel on your shoulder and the devil on your shoulder? Do you know the difference? Well, if you don't know the difference, maybe the devil's getting you because he is sneaky. Hey, let's call out what the devil's doing so you don't fall for his lies. Okay, today we're talking about the difference between angels and devils. Now, check it out. You know how this works. You got an angel on one shoulder, you got a devil on another shoulder. And I don't know if you believe in angels and devils, but just listen anyway. This may be helpful for you because you know how inside your head you hear a bunch of talking going on? And sometimes when you're trying to think, you hear all these suggestions and comments coming into your head. I think those suggestions may be coming either from the devil or from angels trying to help you. But some people don't know how to recognize the difference between angels and devils. And the reason why is because they never considered that listening to the angels, your life gets better, and listening to the devil, your life is going to get worse. So if you want your life to get better, you may want to sort out in finding where those inspirational comments are coming from the angels, and stop listening to what the devil's doing to you. Now, you know this, that the devil's going to want you to cheat, lie, steal, and hurt someone. Cheat, lie, steal, and hurt someone. That's his main things: cheat, lie, steal, and hurt someone. And so if you ever hear like comments in your mind like you should do something to hurt somebody or say something to hurt somebody, well, that's not coming from an angel. So don't do it. Doesn't that make sense? You don't do things where you cheat, lie, steal, and hurt people. That just makes so much sense. But that's why we're having the discussion today, so you don't do those things. I know good people. I know good people who say hurtful things. And it's like, what are you doing? Don't you know where that source comes from? And you know what happens when you listen to that devil on your shoulder? Well, then the next time, you're going to turn that direction and listen to him again. So part of getting the devil out of your life is to stop listening to any comments that cause you to cheat, lie, steal, or hurt people. Don't even do that. Ooh. Did we mention number five? You know what else the devil wants you to do? Not take action. The devil wants you to hesitate. He wants you to procrastinate. He wants you to avoid improving your life. Because why would the devil want you to improve your life? Because if you did, you could kick him off your shoulder, you know, just totally knock him off your shoulder. But the devil can't have that. So he needs you to stay weak. And the way he's going to cause you to stay weak is cheat, lie, steal, or hurt somebody. And number five, just put it off till tomorrow. Whoa, I know, right? Put it off till tomorrow. How many times does this happen to you? How many times does this happen to you where you were going to do something and you're laying down to go to sleep and it's like, oh no, I didn't do that. It's okay, I'll do it tomorrow. And then you get up tomorrow and you don't do it tomorrow. And then you put it off till the next day. Oh, I'll do it tonight. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow morning. Oh, I'll do it next week. Wow. Number five, the devil is going to get you to put things off. So you got cheat, lie, steal, hurt someone, and put it off till tomorrow. Now, that's a thumbs down, not a thumbs up. That's a thumbs down. That's the devil's tendencies. That's what he wants you to do, is to put stuff off. Because that's probably the one he gets you the most on. I don't think he gets you to steal and cheat and lie. I think you're pretty good on that one, but putting stuff off, he's probably got you by that one. So what does an angel want you to do? Well, an angel wants you to love someone, forgive someone, help someone, raise your education, and also get it done now. Because an angel knows if you get it done now, you'll get stronger. You'll get smarter. You'll get wiser. And then that way you can recognize the devil on your shoulder. And so when you're thinking about the things to do during the day and you're making your to-do list and you're taking a look at your to-do list, just know you got angels and devils. And the angels and devils are trying to persuade you and trying to help you go either direction. The devil wants you to drop down and not follow through. He wants you to put it off. The angel knows if you get that done, you're going to feel great. So as you're listening to the bantering going on inside your head and you notice what's happening during the day, choose to follow the angels. And when you're thinking, I don't know if I should ask for forgiveness or forgive this person, I don't think I should do that. That's a devil statement. He wants you to hurt people. He wants people to hurt. Choose the angel side. Forgive the person. Just text them. Forgive them right now. Text them. Text them as soon as this video is over and just say, I'm sorry. Because do you know where the devil's going to take you? No, I'm not trying to be this is not church right now, but I'm just going to give you a little heads up. The devil lives in hell. And if he can get a hold of your brain, he's going to drag you all the way down to hell. And you know what happens down there? Everything that's bad. I mean, the devil even lies to people and makes them feel like they're going to be all big and powerful. But as soon as that person dies, they find out the devil lied to them the whole time. And then they're going to find out they're nothing down there in hell. They're nothing. They're nothing. They get nothing and they are nothing down there in hell. So just to remind you, if you follow the devil, you're going to get your soul dragged down to hell. I know. So don't do that. Listen to the good voice, who's all about love, forgiveness, service, help people, take care of your action steps today, take better care of your body. That's what an angel is going to say to you. And just as a little side tip, being able to catch what the devil's trying to do to you, the devil wants you to hate your body. He wants you to look in the mirror and hate your body. No matter what shape it is, no matter what size it is, the devil can get a skinny person to hate their body. He can get anybody to hate their body. So just because you're trying to work on your body and make the shape of your body better, and you can hear the devil talking to you and helping you hate your body, he's not just picking on you. He's picking on everyone. He's picking on your spouse. He's picking on your kids. He's picking on your friends. So we literally, all of us, kind of have the devil after us, but we can be smart and we can be strong. And the way we're strong is we can recognize him. The only way we're going to be weak towards the devil is to not know where he's trying to get us. And when you don't know where he's trying to get you, then he can sneak up on you. And he can take one of those punches at you and hurt you. So just be aware what he's trying to do. Just be conscious that he's out there. Follow the angels, my friend. They lead you to great things. And they'll lead you to a better family, a better marriage, and a better person that you are. But just know, heaven and hell are fighting over you. Heaven and hell are fighting over you. And you want heaven to win. So listen to the angels from heaven. Listen to the inspiration from heaven. They'll take you the right way. You don't want hell to get your soul. You don't. So let's find the angels, listen to the angels, and if you mess up along the way, be sure to forgive and be sure to ask for forgiveness and start the day off right. The next day when you wake up. Something I do when I go to sleep at night, at the end of the day, I'll say a prayer and just ask God to forgive me for messing up or putting things off or the devil got me today. And I'll talk to God and ask him to forgive me. And I'll ask God to protect me. And then when I wake up the next morning, I pray for help that I can notice the difference between angels and devils. And if I keep talking to God, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. So you do better. You do better. I think that's what we're all here for. Find the good. Do the good. Feel the good. Find the good. Do the good. Feel good. And that is possible when you look for the difference between the angels and devils.
Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.